Welcome back to Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge. We're going to talk with Coach Knudsen right now. And Coach, I'm going to slide this microphone a little bit closer to you so we can get you. Disappointing loss last night to McLaughlin. I think that rivalry has been, you know, around for as long as there's been a Mobridge and McLaughlin school district. It's one of those things where things were going right, and then all of a sudden the wheels kind of fell off. Tell me a little bit about what was going on the bench with the team.
Well, you know, the first half, it was fairly close at halftime, but we still didn't make very many shots. I mean, we only scored 5 points, 10 points. We scored 15 points in the first half, and I think they had 18. So, you know, just a low-scoring defensive battle. And when the shots aren't going in, you still got to play defense, and we failed to do that, especially around the arc. In the second half, they made those 6 3-pointers in the second half, and we didn't match points. And, you know, when that starts happening, everything else just starts looking poor as well. So, unfortunate loss, but we got to move on.
When you're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, the mental aspect of it, once you got to keep those chins up and you got to keep everybody celebrating, just being out there, if you're losing especially, it's important to keep a good attitude. How do you do that as a coach? How do you motivate them?
You know, I think it starts with practice, and I think it's the daily type of attitude and also carrying that over from practice to games.
You've got a good mixture of some seniors, and you've got some good freshmen playing as well. Down the road, you know, you're thinking, you know, building a program, but it's important to have a good season this season to get a good seat in the region too. So what needs to happen to get the, you know, best seat in the region?
I think it starts with these last 4 games of January. You know, we've had a tough month of January winning games since it started. And really, I think these next 4 games will be crucial to our overall seed points and being able to have the matchups we want.
Michael Wald coming back and playing now, starting in the starting lineup. And then you've got Unique White Twin, who's your sixth man off the bench. And then you've got Simon Freed also that gives you a spark. Those three right there in particular, they've got to pick up a little bit. I think everybody else, including Shane and Kale and Jackson, are playing as steady as possible. But those three that I'm talking about, in my opinion, really need to start picking up tempo a little bit, don't they?
You know, I think it's not just tempo, but we need people to score the ball. And when, you know, two or three guys aren't scoring like they can because they do it in practice, you know, things just don't operate as usual because now the other team is getting opportunities that just usually aren't there. And it doesn't just fall on three guys. It falls on all of us. So we'll stay together and we'll keep moving forward.
You've got Chamberlain coming up on Friday. Chamberlain is not a rivalry, but it's a game that you have every year. And it's usually a tough atmosphere, especially when you have to go down there and play in the Chamberlain Armory. What are you anticipating with them?
You know, I think we'll have the type of game we usually have down there. It'll be a battle. It'll be one that we'll need to win with defense first. And then looking at the boys in the locker room last night, they're going to have to pull together and get each other some high fives and start getting a little bit more excited about the little things. So,
you know, and when I was playing ball, it was always about team camaraderie. And you're only as strong as the weakest link on the team. So, you know, we used to do things that seemed stupid at the time, but I think were very important, like getting together as a unit and having, you know, a dinner out or something like that, and just becoming, you know, closer and getting to know each other a little bit better. Is this something that maybe, you know, they need to do?
Yeah, we do some team building things. You know, last week we did one, and, you know, it was one that, you know, you get some laughs and you get some camaraderie, but also you see that there's a different side to just basketball, and it's more to the respect part of knowing that it takes a group of guys to get together and accomplish something that you want to. So, you know, that's the overall goal, is learning from mistakes and learning from losses and moving forward.
Now, as I said, you have Chamberlain coming up on Friday, And then you go Tuesday, Monday. It's kind of a busy schedule coming up. How are you health-wise? Are you guys healthy right now?
Yeah, we're healthy. There is some sickness going around, but, you know, yeah, we go Friday, and then we're actually going to Madison, South Dakota on Saturday.
Oh, that's
and playing
right.
A game down in Madison, and then we do have a game Monday and Tuesday. So, yeah, it'll be busy, and, you know, that's kind of how we like it this time of year. Let's get after it.
All right. Well, Coach, I know you wanted to get going. I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate your time. And when you come in and sacrifice your time, it's a big deal, and we appreciate you here on Tiger Talk. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Andy.
We're going to take back to the normal programming. Again, Tiger Talk brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge.